The Elements of Law, Natural and Politic. By Thomas Hobbes. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Elements of Law, Natural and Politic is a book written by Thomas Hobbes in 1640. It is a comprehensive work on the nature of law and government, and is considered to be one of the most influential works of political philosophy in the Western tradition. The book is divided into two parts. The first part is devoted to natural law, and the second part is devoted to civil law. In the first part, Hobbes argues that the laws of nature are derived from the nature of man, and that they are binding on all men. He argues that the laws of nature are based on self-preservation, and that they are necessary for the preservation of society. He also argues that the laws of nature are universal, and that they should be followed by all men. He further argues that the laws of nature are immutable, and that they cannot be changed or altered by any human authority. In the second part, Hobbes discusses the nature of civil law. He argues that civil law is derived from the laws of nature, and that it is necessary for the preservation of society. He argues that civil law should be based on the consent of the governed, and that it should be enforced by the sovereign. He also argues that civil law should be consistent with the laws of nature, and that it should be enforced in a just and equitable manner. The Elements of Law, Natural and Politic is an important work in the history of political philosophy, and it has had a profound influence on the development of modern political thought. It is a must-read for anyone interested in the history of political thought, and it is an essential work for anyone interested in understanding the nature of law and government. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The purpose of law is to protect the life, liberty, and property of citizens. Idea summary. Thomas Hobbes argues that the purpose of law is to protect the life, liberty, and property of citizens, and that this is the only way to ensure peace and security in a society. Thomas Hobbes argued that the purpose of law is to protect the life, liberty, and property of citizens. He believed that this was the only way to ensure peace and security in a society. According to Hobbes, the law should be enforced by a sovereign power, such as a monarch or a government, in order to ensure that citizens are protected from harm. He argued that the law should be applied equally to all citizens, regardless of their social status or wealth. Hobbes also argued that the law should be enforced fairly and consistently, and that citizens should be held accountable for their actions. He believed that this would create a sense of justice and fairness in society, and would help to maintain order and stability. Hobbes argued that the law should be used to protect the rights of citizens, and to ensure that they are treated fairly and justly. He believed that the law should be used to protect citizens from harm, and to ensure that their rights are respected. He argued that the law should be used to promote justice and equality, and to ensure that citizens are treated with respect and dignity. He also argued that the law should be used to protect the environment, and to ensure that citizens have access to clean air, water, and food. Hobbes argued that the law should be used to promote economic prosperity, and to ensure that citizens have access to economic opportunities. He believed that the law should be used to promote economic growth, and to ensure that citizens have access to jobs and resources. He argued that the law should be used to promote social justice, and to ensure that citizens have access to education, healthcare, and other social services. Finally, he argued that the law should be used to promote peace and security, and to ensure that citizens are safe from harm. Main idea number 2. The sovereign is the source of all law. Idea summary. According to Hobbes, the sovereign is the source of all law and is responsible for creating and enforcing laws in order to maintain order and stability in a society. Thomas Hobbes argued that the sovereign is the source of all law. He believed that the sovereign is responsible for creating and enforcing laws in order to maintain order and stability in a society. Hobbes argued that the sovereign should have absolute power in order to ensure that laws are enforced and that justice is served. He argued that the sovereign should be the ultimate authority in a society and should be able to make decisions without interference from any other body. He also argued that the sovereign should be able to make laws that are binding on all citizens and that all citizens should be subject to the same laws. Hobbes argued that the sovereign should be able to punish those who break the law in order to maintain order and stability in a society. Hobbes argued that the sovereign should be able to make laws that are in the best interests of the people and that the laws should be fair and just. He argued that the sovereign should be able to make laws that protect the rights of citizens and that the laws should be enforced in a consistent and impartial manner. He argued that the sovereign should be able to make laws that are in the best interests of the people and that the laws should be enforced in a consistent and impartial manner. He argued that the sovereign should be able to make laws that are in the best interests of the people and that the laws should be enforced in a consistent and impartial manner. Main idea number 3. The sovereign must be absolute. Idea summary: Hobbes argues that the sovereign must be absolute in order to effectively enforce laws and maintain order in a society. Hobbes argues that the sovereign must be absolute in order to effectively enforce laws and maintain order in a society. He believes that the sovereign should have the power to make and enforce laws, and that the people should be obligated to obey them. He also believes that the sovereign should have the power to punish those who disobey the laws, and that the people should accept the punishments as just. He argues that without an absolute sovereign, there would be chaos and anarchy, as no one would be able to enforce the laws. He believes that an absolute sovereign is necessary for a society to function properly and for its citizens to be safe and secure. Hobbes also argues that the sovereign should be the ultimate authority in a society, and that all other authorities should be subordinate to it. He believes that the sovereign should have the power to override any other authority, and that all other authorities should be accountable to it. He argues that this is necessary in order to ensure that the laws are enforced and that the people are protected from any abuse of power. He believes that an absolute sovereign is necessary for a society to be stable and secure. Main idea number 4. The sovereign must be obeyed. Idea summary: Hobbes states that the sovereign must be obeyed in order to ensure peace and security in a society, and that disobedience of the sovereign is a crime. Thomas Hobbes argued that the sovereign must be obeyed in order to ensure peace and security in a society. He believed that disobedience of the sovereign was a crime, and that it was the duty of the people to obey the sovereign in order to maintain order and stability. Hobbes argued that the sovereign was the ultimate authority in a society, and that it was the sovereign's responsibility to protect the people from harm and to ensure justice. He argued that the sovereign should be respected and obeyed, and that any disobedience of the sovereign would lead to chaos and disorder. Hobbes argued that the sovereign was the only one who could ensure peace and security in a society, and that it was the duty of the people to obey the sovereign in order to maintain order and stability. Main idea number 5. The sovereign must be impartial. Idea summary: Hobbes argues that the sovereign must be impartial in order to ensure justice and fairness in a society, and that any partiality on the part of the sovereign will lead to chaos and disorder. Thomas Hobbes argues that the sovereign must be impartial in order to ensure justice and fairness in a society. He states that any partiality on the part of the sovereign will lead to chaos and disorder. Hobbes believes that the sovereign must be impartial in order to maintain order and stability in a society. He argues that if the sovereign is partial, it will lead to a lack of trust in the government and a breakdown of the social contract. Furthermore, Hobbes believes that partiality on the part of the sovereign will lead to a lack of respect for the law and a breakdown of the rule of law. He argues that impartiality is essential for a just and fair society, and that any partiality on the part of the sovereign will lead to chaos and disorder. Main idea number 6. The sovereign must be accountable. Idea summary: According to Hobbes, the sovereign must be accountable to the people in order to ensure that the laws are just and that the people are treated fairly. The sovereign must be accountable to the people in order to ensure that the laws are just and that the people are treated fairly. This means that the sovereign must be held to a higher standard than the people, and must be answerable to the people for their actions. This accountability is necessary to ensure that the laws are fair and just, and that the people are not oppressed or taken advantage of. The sovereign must also be willing to listen to the people and take their concerns into consideration when making decisions. This accountability is essential for a healthy and functioning society. The sovereign must also be willing to accept criticism and be open to change. This means that the sovereign must be willing to listen to the people and take their opinions into account when making decisions. This allows for a more democratic system of governance, where the people have a say in how their government is run. This also allows for a more equitable system of governance, where the people are not oppressed or taken advantage of. This accountability is essential for a healthy and functioning society. The sovereign must also be willing to accept responsibility for their actions. This means that the sovereign must be willing to accept the consequences of their decisions and be willing to make amends if necessary. This accountability is essential for a healthy and functioning society, as it ensures that the people are not taken advantage of and that the laws are just and fair. Main idea number 7. The sovereign must be limited. Idea summary: Hobbes argues that the sovereign must be limited in order to prevent tyranny and abuse of power, and that the people must have the right to resist the sovereign if necessary. Hobbes argues that the sovereign must be limited in order to prevent tyranny and abuse of power. He believes that the people must have the right to resist the sovereign if necessary, in order to protect their own rights and freedoms. He argues that the sovereign should not be allowed to act arbitrarily or without the consent of the people, and that the people should have the right to challenge the sovereign if they feel their rights are being violated. He also believes that the sovereign should be held accountable for their actions, and that the people should have the right to remove the sovereign if they feel they are not acting in the best interests of the people. In this way, Hobbes argues that the sovereign must be limited in order to ensure that the people are protected from tyranny and abuse of power. Main idea number 8. The people have the right to resist the sovereign. Idea summary: Hobbes states that the people have the right to resist the sovereign if necessary, and that this is the only way to ensure that the sovereign does not become tyrannical or oppressive. Hobbes argues that the people have the right to resist the sovereign if necessary, in order to protect their own rights and freedoms. He states that this is the only way to ensure that the sovereign does not become tyrannical or oppressive. He believes that the people should be able to use force to resist the sovereign if necessary, and that this is the only way to ensure that the sovereign remains accountable to the people. He also argues that the people should be able to use their own judgment to decide when it is necessary to resist the sovereign, and that they should not be bound by any laws or rules that would prevent them from doing so. In this way, Hobbes believes that the people can protect their own rights and freedoms, and ensure that the sovereign remains accountable to them. Main idea number 9. The people have the right to self-defense. Idea summary: According to Hobbes, the people have the right to self-defense in order to protect themselves from harm, and that this is a fundamental right of all citizens. Thomas Hobbes argued that the people have the right to self-defense in order to protect themselves from harm. He believed that this right was fundamental to all citizens, and that it was necessary for the preservation of life and liberty. Hobbes argued that the right to self-defense was a natural right, and that it was essential for the protection of the individual from the aggression of others. He argued that the right to self-defense was a necessary part of a just society, and that it was essential for the maintenance of order and justice. Hobbes argued that the right to self-defense was a fundamental right of all citizens, and that it was necessary for the preservation of life and liberty. Hobbes argued that the right to self-defense was a natural right, and that it was essential for the protection of the individual from the aggression of others. He argued that the right to self-defense was a necessary part of a just society, and that it was essential for the maintenance of order and justice. He argued that the right to self-defense was a fundamental right of all citizens, and that it was necessary for the preservation of life and liberty. He argued that the right to self-defense was a natural right, and that it was essential for the protection of the individual from the aggression of others. Hobbes argued that the right to self-defense was a necessary part of a just society, and that it was essential for the maintenance of order and justice. He argued that the right to self-defense was a fundamental right of all citizens, and that it was necessary for the preservation of life and liberty. He argued that the right to self-defense was a natural right, and that it was essential for the protection of the individual from the aggression of others. He argued that the right to self-defense was a necessary part of a just society, and that it was essential for the maintenance of order and justice. Main idea number 10. The people have the right to property. Idea summary: Hobbes argues that the people have the right to property, and that this is a fundamental right of all citizens that must be protected by the law. Thomas Hobbes argued that the right to property is a fundamental right of all citizens, and that it must be protected by the law. He argued that the right to property is a natural right, and that it is essential for the preservation of life and liberty. Hobbes argued that the right to property is a fundamental part of the social contract, and that it is essential for the maintenance of a just and orderly society. He argued that the right to property is a necessary part of the social contract, and that it is essential for the protection of the individual's life and liberty. Hobbes argued that the right to property is a fundamental right of all citizens, and that it must be protected by the law. He argued that the right to property is a natural right, and that it is essential for the preservation of life and liberty. He argued that the right to property is a fundamental part of the social contract, and that it is essential for the maintenance of a just and orderly society. He argued that the right to property is a necessary part of the social contract, and that it is essential for the protection of the individual's life and liberty.